So why do you think there's been such a decrease in the results since last year?
Well, academics saying that it's got to do a lot with the fact that we're not teaching explicit writing. And so we focus on things like reading and numeracy, but we don't look at, you know, structuring a sentence or a paragraph. Mm-hmm. And so that's one reason. And the other one could be that kids are basically coming to high school with huge levels of disadvantage that they're way behind already.
Yeah, definitely. So do we think that our national benchmarks have been set too high?
No, they definitely haven't. Band 6 is not that high, and so it's quite concerning.
That is very concerning indeed. Do we know if the changes could be associated with the introduction of online testing?
Well, the kids who did the test online actually got higher results than the kids who did it on pen and paper, which is what Akara is saying. So we might have seen even lower results if everyone had just done it on pen and paper.
Wow, okay. So online is definitely the way to go for a lot of kids then. Do we know if this is an indicative of a larger change that's needed in our education system? And are we expecting the government to maybe make a comment on this?
I think we probably do need to change something. And the government has said that they're looking into, they're doing a big curriculum review in New South Wales, and the Gonski reports have come out at the federal level. So we are likely to see some changes happening.
Do we know what schools will be doing to change for this year's to come?
Hopefully focusing a bit more on teaching writing explicitly, but the results have been going down for quite a while, so maybe there's just not enough time in the curriculum at the moment, might be too crowded, or maybe teachers just aren't being trained in how to teach writing.